Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Yama. How may I assist you?
Oh my God. Now it's Yama.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
Is there do you have a corporate office? Is your corporate office out of state or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it in Buffalo, New York?
I'm unsure.
Do you have a I see what this is. I'm calling to get a refund. I might as well talk to you since I'm on the phone.
Can I have your zip code?
60435.
Your first and last name?
Darnice Dudley.
You said Darnice?
Yes.
Allow me a brief moment. I'm not finding an account with your name, ma'am.
You're not
Ma'am.
finding an account with my name.
No, ma'am. Not from your zip code and your phone number. The only other way I try to see if it's us who you're trying to get a refund from is if I had the first six and the last four of your car number. And the only reason I need the first six of your car number is because it's a lot of people in the world that have the last four.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm definitely not going to do that because they already have took out two unauthorized transactions.
Yes, ma'am, but I
So,
can assure you it's nothing we could do with your card if we don't have the expiration date or your security code on the
yeah, but
bag.
that's what happened. I ordered a fitness tracker and put my information in there thinking I was getting a fitness tracker for the shipping charges, and then they charged me $70.
Can I have your zip code again?
60435.
And what's your last name? Could you say, repeat your last name?
Dudley, Dudley. I'm just saying, confused.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not finding the account in your name. I even typed in your last name.
I don't know. He's got different phone numbers, so that's okay. I'll just stop payment with my bank. I'm just like over it right now. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.